It's Halloween. This is a spooky Tuesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Ooh, is it feeling a little spooky out there today, Jennifer?
It is.
You know why that is? It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. It's kind of a gloomy day. It's always a typical gloomy day
in Chicago. It's gloomy on Halloween.
Sun's not out.
Cold, probably one of the colder days of the year. It's weird, yeah. You know. It's going to be 60s on Thursday, but Tuesday
but
for
Halloween,
trick-or-treating, it's going to be just above freezing.
The kids all dressed up and they have to wear coats and hats over their costumes.
I know, right? There was nothing more than a drag than you had the cool costume and then it's like, wear your coat, trick-or-treating. He's like, no, they'll never see my costume.
Right.
You got to wear your coat. But you know what? Here, I think we do a good job of, we've learned that and we know that. So we think ahead and we do costumes with layers.
Yeah.
You know. Anyhow, so it is Halloween or All Hallows Eve or Samhain or All Hallow Tide, the Feast of the Dead or the Day of the Dead. Those are just a few of the other names that Halloween is called.
I didn't know there was so many.
I know. Halloween, I've got a few more tidbits for you. How about that?
You're like our...
I'm going to be your little...
Our Halloween wizard.
Yes, the Wikipedia guy. The actual Wikipedia guy. Not Wikipedia, you know, Robopedia.
You got questions, come talk to me.
Right? All right, here we go. Halloween, also recognized as the third biggest party day after New Year's Eve and Super Bowl Sunday.
Not surprising.
Did you go to a Super Bowl? Did you go to a Halloween party this weekend?
No, I did not.
No. Halloween is one of the oldest celebrations in the world, dating back over 2,000 years to the time of the Celts who lived in Britain. More than 93%, this is crazy, 93% of children are going to go trick-or-treating this year, or about 43 million of them. Those are 2014 numbers, by the way. The money spent on costumes by parents, over $3 billion.
Oh, my gosh. I believe it, though. I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Halloween, and it's grown so popular. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like when we were kids, of course, it was popular, but you could... I don't know, buy a cheap plastic costume
right.
at the store, not whatever. Some costumes would be homemade or pretty elaborate, but it seems like each year it's just gotten so much more intense and involved, all the costumes and
everything. Over the last 10, 15 years, I think it's become so much more of an adult thing.
Yeah, you know? It totally has.
And getting into that, it's the second largest commercial holiday in the U.S., the National Retail Federation says more than $9 billion will be spent on that. That's about an average of $85 per adult on everything from candy, costumes, and decor.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, even getting a big bag of candy is like,
oh my God,
it's like $16.
Right?
You figure you eat, you know, a bit of it.
Too much of it.
You don't want to do the math.
Too much of it. And then there's going to be a whole bunch of leftovers.
Buy another bag.
Right.
Even if you're not wearing a costume, it's expensive.
I always manage to grab someone that's really cheap at the beginning, you know, and then it gets a little more expensive closer and closer as you get to
yeah.
Halloween. And then it'll drop off after Halloween. But I usually end up having to spend close to full price at the end, just so I have something.
Right.
Because I've eaten all the rest of it. Black cats, they get a bad rap on Halloween. It was once believed that they protected their master's dark powers. 35 million pounds of candy corn are produced each year. We talked about candy corn in depth the other day. By the way, Halloween is now taking over Valentine's Day in the candy arena.
Oh, wow.
And then here's a little factoid for you. In Belleville, Illinois, and a few other places, there's a ban on trick-or-treating for kids over 12.
Oh, wow.
In Belleville, if you're a teenager and you're out trick-or-treating going door-to-door, fines can range from $100 to
$1,000. Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's a little steep. I mean, what if you're one of the older kids in your class and you're 13, you know, but everyone else is 12?
Grow up.
Can't go out with your
grow
friends?
Grow up, kid. You're not going out today.
It's no fair.
No dots or butterfingers for you.
How do you enforce that, though?
I know.
I mean, kids don't have, you know, an ID. Besides their school
right.
ID, but that's probably doesn't have their age. I'm getting all upset about it, and I realize this really has no impact whatsoever on my life.
Right. This does, though, bad candy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There are. I can remember going trick-or-treating. You dump it all out, and it's like you'd separate. It's like, nah, this stuff, this stuff is like trade bait.
You'd immediately take the stuff you love and, you know, have that.
I'm
going to
hoard this.
You know.
And,
so, well, candy corn is one of the obvious unpopular ones, and we talked about it yesterday on National Candy Corn Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary Jane's and, like, what are they called?
Bit of honey.
Bit of honey.
Bit of honey.
They were so hard.
Yeah,
and,
like those honey taffy things, I guess, hard candy. They got softer as you chewed them, but that was after they pulled out all your fillings.
Yeah,
and
it was too much work.
Yeah.
It was too much work. Pixie Sticks.
Oh, wait, speaking of too much work, were you going to say dots, too?
Oh, yeah, and dots.
Dots.
Those things, I love dots.
Do you?
I love dots.
Those things, man, they pull out. I think I'm going to lose teeth every time. Pixie Sticks, that was just like sugar in a
pure
tube.
Sugar, yeah. I just cut the top open and down it. And the, red lips, the wax.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, they might
whoever
be fun
that
for
was
a minute.
A good idea, you know?
And black licorice, which we also talked about yesterday. It's kind of a, you love it or you don't.
I love it. I love it.
You know, I don't, it's tough to say. Well, our trip in Iceland, so black licorice is a huge deal there, but we got some chocolate-covered licorice, and that was very good.
That was delicious. And I heard like a rumor when I was a kid, I always heard that like licorice, that it was colored with octopus ink.
Oh.
Right? I know. How do I know? When I was
raspberry.
A kid, I'm like, I kind of like octopus ink, I guess.
Well, actually, so we all know candy's probably not good for us for any number of reasons, but black licorice especially actually has some health risks.
Really?
Yeah. So I saw a story on Fortune this morning about an FDA warning to people 40 and up about eating too much of it. And too much is 2 ounces a day for at least 2 weeks. So you'd have to have a steady diet of black licorice.
Gotcha.
Not just, you know, have a couple pieces of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a natural sweetening compound in it, and it comes from the licorice root, and that can cause your potassium levels to drop significantly. And it could lead to everything from abnormal heart rhythms, high blood pressure, even congestive heart failure.
Wow.
So just a warning, but you'd have to consume quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But
all right, well,
if you needed a reason to not like it or to stay away from it.
I don't think anybody needs a reason to not like licorice. I think you need a reason to like it. That's not helping. Well, all right, let's go from some of the worst candies to favorite candies. I know I have way too many of them. I think I like most candies, but if I have to choose, I'm gonna start at number 5 here. You ever hear of Take 5?
Yes.
Yeah, the...
It's like a pretzel and
chocolate.
Caramel.
Mm, so good. Sweet, salty. Love it. Peanut M&Ms. I'm not going out on a limb there. Snickers. Delicious. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yep.
How do you... Do you love them?
That's my number one.
How do you eat them? Do you go right in? Do you just dive right in?
Well, the first one, I'll usually eat like the chocolate around the edge.
Right? Totally.
And then usually bite from the bottom.
Oh,
so you get a good chocolate peanut butter and then just eat the rest.
Nice.
So you get a little combo of both.
I love eating around the edges so that it's like the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is way different. Butterfingers. I know they get caught in my teeth and stuff, but man, it's like it is like the great combo of that salty, sweet, peanut buttery. Just love it.
Good stuff.
And then there's also, and those are just my chocolate ones. And then I've got my favorite, like, all sugar ones, you know, like gummy bears, Boston baked beans. You ever have those?
I don't know if I've ever had one of those.
They're peanuts. And then they've just got that, just the sweet brown coating on the outside. I guess it's just sugar, but I love it.
I've never actually had one.
Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
They have a lot of different flavors now. Good and Fruity, which is Good and Plenty, is like the main candy. That's actually licorice.
I'm going to say that was
licorice.
Licorice.
Good and Fruity is not licorice, just, fruit flavored candy. And then Nerds. I love Nerds.
Nerds.
And an honorable mention, and people, not too many people have heard of this, but the Clark Bar. I love the Clark Bar.
Do they even sell Clark Bars anymore?
I was in like some specialty candy shop the other day, and they had them in there, and I was like going to go grab a handful. But they went like $3 each for them. I'm like, I can't do that. All right, what do you got for candies? I know you got some favorite candies.
Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
Reese's Pieces, but Peanut Butter Cup. I always confuse the two. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay.
My all-time favorite. Milky Way.
I know.
Love a Milky Way.
I do love a Milky Way. Yeah, it's so fluffy and nougaty and delicious. Yeah.
And Three Musketeers. I guess I like the nougats.
Yeah, right? Milky Way and Three Musketeers. Oh, Three Musketeers is the...
It just doesn't have the caramel.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just the nougat and the chocolate.
Love those, yeah.
And favorite all sugar, I have to go with Dots.
Dots, really?
I love Dots.
Really?
Yes.
That's so weird. Hey, real quick, Business Insider has a map that talks all about the top candies by state. And we are here in Illinois, and the number one candy, apparently the most popular candy in Illinois, is Almond Joy.
That really surprises me.
Totally
surprises
me.
That's another candy that you either like it or you don't. A lot of people don't like coconut. And
yeah, it is. It's surprising. It's just Almond Joy.
And you don't really, who knows, my memory's a little vague from way back trick-or-treating years, but I feel like that wasn't a, you didn't get a lot of Almond Joy in your candy.
No, you didn't.
In your...
But I'll be honest, I love Almond Joy. A few other ones. We got Texas, Three Musketeers is their number one. Over in California, Almond Joy again.
Okay.
You know? Huh. Almond Joy a lot more popular than I anticipated because it's also in Utah and North Carolina as well.
Interesting.
Up in Montana, Hot Tamales.
Hot Tamales, really?
Yeah. Hot tamales, yeah. Washington Funny. State Nerds.
Ah,
yeah, Nerds. Minnesota Minnesota was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Over in North Dakota, Blow Pops.
Really?
Yeah, Blow Pops.
Huh.
Ohio loves their Kit Kats.
Ooh, yeah, Kit Kats. That's another good one.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, can you guess?
Peppermint Patties?
Hershey chocolate bar.
Course.
Indiana loves their 100 grand bar. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
And Louisiana loves their Nerds as well. Down in Florida, gonna do up the Snickers.
Nice.
All right. And New York, Charleston Chew.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
So, I know, but another odd one.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
All right. Speaking of odd, it's the morning feed, which you can subscribe to on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Thanks a lot for listening today, and hope you have an amazing Halloween. And I need some candy right now. This has been a Halloween edition of the morning feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.